When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
All right, so Haley says, hey, Ben and Kelly, help, guys.
Okay.
I could use some group therapy.
All right.
Been dating this guy for a few months. Everything's been great.
Mm-hmm.
He's such an amazing guy.
Nice.
There's one little secret I'm keeping from him. About 10 years ago, I just got out of a mental, physical relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Felt very insecure about myself.
Mm-hmm.
So I made a fake page of a beautiful woman. And during my catfish days, met the guy I'm currently dating now.
Okay.
Back then, we had such a great connection. Talked for almost a year, but never met for obvious reasons. Now, 10 years later, we're happily dating. He knows nothing about me catfishing him in the past. I want to keep an honest and open relationship with him, and this makes me have a lot of guilt.
Mm-hmm.
I want to tell him, but should I? I don't know, guys. Any help would be appreciated. Thank you.
Let me get this straight, because I kind of glossed over it. So 10 years ago, she got out of a relationship. Haley got out of a relationship.
Yeah, it was a bad deal, and she was trying to rebuild herself.
She's just rebuilding herself, so she started catfishing, meaning she was... she had photos of someone who wasn't her. She posed as someone who wasn't her.
Created this profile.
Created a persona, a profile of someone who's not real.
Interacting with her now boyfriend back then.
And interacted with her now boyfriend back then. And they carried that on for about a year, drifted apart. Now they've come back together and Haley is not catfishing. She's real Haley, but...
She's wondering if she needs to be honest with him that
hey,
that was her
back in the day. Do you think he even remembers that? I mean, it was, I don't know. Like,
10 years ago, he may absolutely not, especially if they never met in person.
Right. And you know, honestly, like, I've changed a lot in 10 years. And if someone came in and was like, hey, by the way, that was me who did this, Well, as I'm talking it through, it might be. And give off some weird vibes if I'm now dating that person. But let me finish my thought. I was going to say, 10 years ago, someone comes up to me and says, hey, I did this one thing. And I'm like, whatever, 10 years ago, water under the bridge. I don't care. Like, but that was my thought. And then as I was saying that and forming it in my brain, I'm thinking, well, what if I'm dating this person now?
Yes.
And that's the part that kind of makes me like, maybe you don't tell me that just now.
Yeah, this is my fear is that he's going to kind of look at that as she's capable of kind of being a little that's a little crazy, right? Of keeping up this ruse for a year.
Yeah, it wasn't just like a couple like texts back
weeks,
and forth.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe it's just like, you know, whatever. But yeah, a year's a long time.
It is a long time. And I'm just afraid that even though she's like not, she hasn't done that a long time, she's moved on. That was 10 years ago. It may create some sort of insecurity in his mind that, okay, do I really know her?
I want to know how did they, I guess I've got a couple questions and maybe if Haley is listening, she can fill us in. But like, how did they stop? Like, who stopped what 10 years ago?
Right.
And then how did they get back together? Like, did she come up to him? Did he come up to her? Was it serendipitous? Was it like a note in a book that she found and all of a sudden they were brought back together? Because, you know, I mean, maybe it's like one of those things where it's meant to be, but it just didn't start off on the right foot. You know what
right.
I mean?
Right. Yes.
All right.
We do need those answers, I feel
maybe,
like.
Maybe. I was gonna, you know, honestly, Haley's probably not the only one who's ever catfished someone, you know, within the sound of her voice. That's what I'm saying. I don't
falter for wanting to try to boost her confidence by, you know, trying to create some sort of a character for herself just to get her out of
the mindset of the last situation.
Yes. Exactly. Now, is it great that she put a false picture out there and kind of became somebody else? Maybe not the healthiest move, but
hey, look,
we're past
you live,
that now.
You live, you learn, right?
Exactly. And maybe that's what she learned from that.
Yeah. All right. So if you've got a catfish sort of story, redemption story, Would love to hear that. 502-795-1997.
I like that. Catfish redemption.
Yeah. Yeah. Or if, you know, maybe we can get some of those answers that from Haley with group therapy. But yeah, let us know. 502-795-1997. She needs group therapy. Does she tell her current boyfriend? All right, let me try to sum up what we've got going on right now with group therapy. Our listener, Haley, had a connection with her current boyfriend 10 years ago, but doesn't know if she should keep that interaction a secret because their interaction 10 years ago was when she was catfishing him, and he doesn't know it was her that did it either. So in her quest to be honest, she's like, hey, do I let him know? He calls our show with advice from time to time. Need a little Andrew the Love Doctor action here. Before we get to Andrew, there were some questions that we kind of brought up, like, hey, how did it end back then?
Right, and how did you hook up now?
Again,
like,
yeah.
How did you find your way back to each other?
Exactly, exactly. All right, Andrew, it's you.
Yeah, did everybody take their meds this morning? Because hang on, Jesus. Yeah, this was tough. I'm with Ben a little bit, though. How did they meet the second time around? Who ended the relationship? If she's catfishing him for a year, she's catfishing other people as well. Everybody knows how that works. If I had to choose one or the other, should she tell him right now? Probably not. If they're still together another 10 years, then maybe then, yes. But what good's going to come of it? But again, I'm like you, Ben. I need more info, man. But we need to talk to this woman. Get her on the phone. Come on.
Yeah. I mean, Andrew, the Love Doctor, Kelly and I were kind of talking about it, and I kind of said the same thing you did, where it's like, you know, maybe 10 years from now, but not a couple months into seeing him again. A lot can change over 10 years. You know, she's lived, she's had life, maybe she's grown up a little bit, and I mean, I get her wanting to come clean, but maybe she just takes this to the grave.
I think the only person that's going to serve is her own conscience. I don't think that's going to benefit him in any way or their relationship.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. Right now, 100%. Without knowing more information, if I knew more information, I might be able to give a little more insight. But you guys are right. This is benefiting or not benefiting her. It's only going to make him question things, I think, right now. So she probably needs to just hang on and pump the brakes and probably wait a little bit longer. I agree.
Andrew the Love Doctor, thank you, sir.
Keep on loving, guys.
Sandy says, this is when you push the Tony Melito button.
Yeah, I understand. Things happen.
Yeah.
The past is the past.
The past is the past. Leave it in the past.
We got another Haley is chiming in on text. Personally, I'd take that to the grave.
Uh-huh.
Don't be surprised if your dynamics change in the relationship if you do tell him. I would be afraid, though, that he would think you've stalked him until you all dated.
That's a good point.
Which, yeah, Jen is rolling in saying it's giving stalker vibes for sure. Now, Trina says, girl, you better keep your mouth shut. You might need that account again one day for your advantage. Shh. And then she says,
Wait. Do we want to say her name with this?
No. Oh, okay. Another.
Here, let's go.
Another listener says.
Let's go. Let's. Don't throw her under the bus.
Okay.
We'll come back to this this comment. Because we did get an update, actually. We did get an update.
Okay.
Haley
okay.
did message us back and say to answer some of your questions. We just kind of fell off talking back then.
Okay.
It obviously wasn't going anywhere. I deleted the page and quit responding to his messages. Felt really guilty about it, actually. We connected, actually, over Tinder recently.
Uh-huh.
He had my number blocked at first. It was just an error on his end. And when he added me to his contacts, never lied about my first name. But the funny thing is now, the lies I told him before, the part of Louisville I live in, kids, job, all that is currently the truth.
Oh, wow.
So I just feel really guilty about it all. And then it's like, you know, should I tell him the truth about the past or should I leave it be? You know, hey, thank you for responding, by the way, Haley, because I think that helps. I think you just, man, deny to the day you die. I think this is one of those, if you can live with it, you need to just zip it.
Yeah, because none of us agree that it's going to do the relationship any good. If anything, it's going to create doubts in his mind. And yes, I think the other Haley had a really good point about he may think you've been stalking him this whole time.
Yeah.
And this has been part of your evil plot the entire time.
Right. Which isn't the case, but it'd be hard for you to convince him of that.
Exactly. After... That's kind of how it would look.
Yeah. Laura says on Facebook, I say let it go. He doesn't know it was you. You're a different person now. Enjoy the relationship you have with him and keep things positive. Maybe many, 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 many years later, after maybe even you get married and celebrating your 10-year wedding anniversary, you're like, hey, remember back? I don't even know if you say that.
I don't either, because honestly, he may not even remember.
Yeah, it's like I said, it's 10 years. Dude probably has the memory of a goldfish, kind of like me, and it's... It's like, hey, remember when this happened? I'm like, nope. But you were there.
Yeah.
Was I?
Yeah. But you never met in person. So this was not a relationship that was had.
It was physical. It was not physical. So
no, it was not physical. Right. It may have been emotional. He may have, you know, had real feelings for you, even though, you know, you were just texting, talking, whatever. But yeah, I think this, it would only serve your conscience.
Right.
To say something at this point.
Right.
It's not going to benefit him at all.
Got a message from a listener, not a catfish redemption story, but my little secret. I'll make fake accounts once in a blue moon and message my husband to see if he bites. Don't tell him, girl. You'll be telling all your secrets.
Okay. All right. But maybe we also agree fake accounts aren't good. Anyway, you slice it. They're probably going to come back and bite you at some point.
Listen, Let's just sweep this under the rug and remember, when in doubt, always take with you, Haley,
advice.
The advice of a poet from our generation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I understand. Things happen. The past is the past.
See? Oh, so useful, that button.
That's right.
So that's useful. Right. But you know what? Maybe this, her, like, purging it to us, all of us, like, unloading that, will make
this
her feel better.
Yeah, this is it.
Maybe this is your conscience cleanser.
Yep, you got it out.
You got it out. You've released it into the universe.
And
now
we
don't have to tell him.
And you are now cleansed.
That's right.
Yes.
This house is
<It's> clear. All right. Well, hey, I do appreciate you reaching out. I know, Haley, that took a lot of cojones to put it on paper, you know?
Well, yeah, you're exposing like your deep, dark, you know, little bit of crazy, and you purged it and you've learned from it.
Yep.
And we're moving on, and now you're in a better space.
Absolutely. All right. Well, hey, thank you for reaching out. Keep us posted, especially if you do get married. I got a Michael Graves toaster I could probably toss your way.
I feel like we along with Andrew, the love doctor, needs to be invited. He's always been there for us. He's practically on staff.
Yeah, for sure. All right. That is group therapy.